أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم بخلاقهم وخضتم كالذي خاضوا أولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك هم الخاسرون. ألم يأتهم نبأ الذين من قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وأصحاب مدين والمؤتفكات أتتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 69 and ayah number 70 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the last ayat, in the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the munafiqun, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said with regards to them that their final abode will be Jahannam. Hiya hasbuhum, that is sufficient for them. Now here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqun, but together with this, the address is very general, and the address is to the whole ummah of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kalladina min qablikum, like those before you. Now this you is not only the you to the munafiqun, but this you is to the whole ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke, and he spoke the words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ummah, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many will be such like the people of the past. The people of the past, they went through many, many disobedient acts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will follow them like if they went into the hole of a lizard, you will also go into the hole of a lizard. Then Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and he recited this ayah, kalladina min qablikum, till the end. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, he said, tonight is like last night. In other words, insofar as the darkness of the night is concerned, there is no difference between tonight and last night. In other words, like how the previous ummah had gone astray, the fear is always that this ummah will go astray. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done an analysis of why they went astray and how we can go astray. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, كَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, like those before you, كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. They were more severe, they were more powerful insofar as their strength is concerned. Strength will be in every aspect, whether it is physical strength, whether it is financial, intellectual, in everything. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala breaks it into two things. وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا, that they were more and they had more possessions insofar as wealth and children are concerned. وَمَا بَلَهُ مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Sabah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah particularly, and this is for all of us, that the wealth that Allah had given them did not even reach one-tenth, and the greatness, the strength that Allah had given the people of the past, the people of Makkah, did not even reach one-tenth of it. In other words, we have no idea of the great resources that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them. Thereafter Allah ta'ala now, he dissects, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the analysis. فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا بِخَلَاقِهِمْ, then they had enjoyed their shares. The share that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had gave them, they made merry insofar as this world is concerned. فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ, then you also go on and enjoy the share of this dunya that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given you. كَمَا اسْتَمْتَعَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ بِخَلَاقِهِمْ, like those before you had enjoyed the share. So like them, Allah Ta'ala, we can see it is a very, very great link that Allah Ta'ala is creating over here. Like they enjoyed it, you also enjoy it. And then, وَخُدْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَادُوا, and indulge like how they had indulged. Indulge in the disobedience of Allah like how they had indulged in the disobedience of Allah. What is the diagnosis? Allah Ta'ala gives us in this world different kinds and different types of resources. Different people are availed, different strengths that Allah Ta'ala has given in whatever way and whichever way. The important aspect is this, that we do not indulge in them in a way that we forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. Look at the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Look at it and understand it is all from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do not indulge in the ni'mat forgetting Allah, otherwise we are going to indulge in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, those were the people whose deeds were nullified. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this dunya and in the hereafter. Nullification of deeds means that there is no iman. They left this world without iman, in a state of kufr. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, and they are the losers. Allah Ta'ala gives another very simple example. Most of this we did already in Surah Araf. We just go through it very quickly. أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, did the information of those before them not reach them? Who were those? قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, one was the people of Nuh alayhi salam. How Allah Ta'ala drowned them. وَعَادٍ, the people of Ad. وَثَمُود, the people of Thamud. وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَن, the people of Madian. Sayyiduna Shu'ib alayhi salam. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَات, and the cities that were turned upside down, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَات, their prophets, their messengers had come to them with the clear signs. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not oppress them, Allah did not wrong them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they had wronged themselves by the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is why Allah ta'ala destroyed them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.